got the soul upon the shelf. You know they could never love me when they can't even love themselves. And I need someone to love me, someone who really understands. Don't you put yourself above me, baby. Yeah, I got to love me like a man. Never seen such losers, baby. Even though I try to find a man who could take me home, yeah, taking me for a ride. And I need someone to love me, someone who really understands. Don't you put yourself above me, baby. You got to love me like a me, baby, like my backbone was his own. Yeah. Darling, I know you can. Don't you put yourself above me, baby. You got to sad and lonely. Feel like I want to cry. Want a man to hold me, baby, not so cool. They ask me why. And I need someone to love me, someone who really understands. Don't you put yourself above me, baby.
Damn, woman, you can show play.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
A couple of months ago, a friend of mine, my partner here at Blue Power, Mr. David Kimmelman, said, you got to come see this girl play. And so we went, we went out to Woodland Hills, wasn't it? Thousand Oaks?
Camarillo.
It was even further, we went to Camarillo to see this lady, and I was completely amazed. Because I don't care what anybody says, it is very rare to see a lady play like you do. And so we decided to have Miss Teresa Russell on Blue Power. And she is here with us tonight. Thank you so much for coming all that way to join us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure, Teresa.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, listen, you know, this is a lady who makes her entire living playing music, and that's strange because not many people can say that, lay claim to that today. She's never had a day job in her life, and all she's done is play music, and I guess it really shows.
It's a passion.
You're a California girl, right?
Yeah, born and raised.
Uh-huh. Born and raised, and from what you were telling me outside, you have been playing live professionally since you were 10?
Yeah, pretty much.
10 years old.
10 years old, yeah. When we started playing at Gazzari's on the Sunset Strip and Whiskey, and I had a little band with my cousins, and my mom managed us, and So yeah, we were doing rock and roll and Jimi Hendrix and the Cream and playing all that good old stuff back then.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah,
that's excellent. What was the first guitar you ever owned?
A Washburn.
A Washburn.
Yeah, we were just talking about
that. Yeah, we were just talking about Washburn guitars. They still make great guitars.
And I still have that guitar. It's, like I said, about 80 years old. And it was handed down by my grandma.
80 years old. The neck is still straight?
Neck is still straight. It looks beat up and thrashed. It's a mess, but it plays beautiful. Yeah.
I have my first real guitar was a guitar I bought when I was 15, an Epiphone. They made 500 of them, and two of them came into Savannah, Georgia. One of them was pristine, and the other one had cracks in the face. Well, the other one was too expensive for me, so I bought the one with the cracks in the face. Damn thing looks just like I do now. But
it plays good.
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's just a wonderful guitar. You know, I've kept it. I've been stepped on in Mexican bars and thrashed. And I hit people with it, knocked them off stage. But it's a great guitar. So you know, having that one original guitar is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Just to keep it. Most time, the neck's warped. You know, after all those years.
Yeah.
Something goes wrong, you know.
Well, living where I do in the harbor, I mean, it's so moist down there. I've got to go get a neck adjustment like every, you know, month or so. Because the tent tend to warp.
Well, mine doesn't have one of those things you screw in the neck, you know. Every time I need an adjustment, I have to take it to Art Valdez and he has to shave the neck. Take out the frets and shave the neck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you have been playing then virtually all your life. And
yeah.
Did your mother actually get you into this, or was this something you chose and then your mom helped you? Because your mom was great when we went to see you play. She was up there singing with you.
Yeah, my mom was born to entertain. She's just a natural born entertainer. So when she was playing some bossa nova guitar back when I was about 7 years old, and I just gravitated to the guitar. And she also sang with her sister. She sang with big bands and, you know, that era of music and stuff. And so the music was, you know, passed on to us kids and my cousins, and we always got together every Sunday and went to the park and had family picnics and just, you know, played music all day long and jammed. And so, yeah, my mom was instrumental in and very supportive in wanting me to be in music as well, because she loved it. And she and my father, I think, gave me an opportunity to do the music. Well, she never really had, I don't think, had the same opportunity, but... yeah, she's been so supportive. She's my biggest fan and my best friend, and she's a neat lady. She managed us when we were kids and carted us all over, you know, with the U-Haul and took us to all our teen gigs and army bases and Gazaris and the whiskey on the Sunset Strip. And
What was it like for you at 12 to play Gazaris on the Strip? Did you think?
You didn't have to pay to play at the time.
Yeah,
that time. We
God.
Actually got paid, you know, for it.
Amazing.
So, yeah, that was way back when, because now Gazaris is the Key Club, and that's where I did that competition, but we can get into that later.
Okay.
But Gazaris was, it was packed all the time, and there was, like, several bands a night, and we were just this little kid band in there, and it was just fun. We drew a great crowd all the time, and... it was just entertaining. It was what I want to do and what I want.
Do you remember what year that was?
Let's see. It was 69 or something like that. Around then.
The good years on the Strip.
The good years.
Yeah.
When the whiskey was cooking.
Well, yeah, I had a band that played in the whiskey in 69 there. And somebody stole the damn guitar player's guitar right out of the dressing room.
Oh, no. It happens.
Yeah, that happened.
I hate when that happens.
You know
happens.
What? Mario.
Hate that.
Mario, who owns a whiskey, sent out three guys, and they were back in 45 minutes with the guitar and the guy who stole it.
Wow.
Yeah. I hate to think what happened to the guy that stole the guitar. But they, too, were from Cleveland, Rastus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a killer on a Fender. I mean, I just... I was sitting there that night watching you, and I was just marveling. And then listening to your CDs, your fingering, your style, even though you play a lot of things that other people have played that obviously you've heard and have been and been influenced by. You have a style all your own.
Yeah, that just comes from...
You have a backstroke, I noticed, too, that I really like.
A backstroke? In the rhythm hand there? Or?
In the rhythm hand and in the lead, where you pull back. You know, you'll be playing a lead and come back like that. And I like that. I said, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, part of the rhythm.
Yeah.
Part of the style.
Well, yeah. we have a couple things here. I have a live CD here. Is this one that you made, or is this the one that you made for me? Is this one that you were selling, or?
Well, it looks by the titles on it. I guess it's still got the blues. And
yeah.
Yeah, those are some cover tunes. Yeah, that was made live with me and my band, Coco Billy.
Coco Billy. How long have you played with Coco Billy?
They've been with me for probably about 7 years. Coco's the drummer. He's been probably with us about 5 years. Billy... And I, we met playing in Helen Reddy's band.
Billy's the bass player?
Yeah, Billy's the bass player.
Okay.
Yeah, thus you have the name Coco Billy.
You played in Helen Reddy's band?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
in the mid-80s back then.
And you must have known Jeff Wald.
Yeah, well, you know what? He had just left. He was gone, and she had remarried. So all I knew was all the stories.
All the horror stories, right?
All the stories, yes.
Oh, my God. How was it? What was it like playing with Helen?
You know, she's a great entertainer. She's a good person. She embraced us, the band, like her own family and kids, and kind of very motherly and protective. And she's well read and well educated, and great sense of humor. Real fun to be with. And we got to travel, God, all over a good portion of the world. So a lot of my major travels were probably done with her. I think we were with her on and off about 10 years.
Excellent. So you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was a great opportunity. Yeah.
Good experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not really the style of music that, you know, I would play on my own, but it was, you know,
they called
me for the audition and...
Did a lot of I Am Woman?
If that's the albatross around her neck, she can't get away from that song, you know. She would love to get away from that song if she can't.
Yeah, that's too bad. I met Jeff Wall once.
Yeah.
Just once.
That's all it took, huh?
That's all it took. Uh-huh. Would you like to play another tune?
Sure, yeah. I'll do an original song, something that will be out on the next CD.
Excellent.
And it's called Sweet Tenderness. Turns to night. This weariness in my bones. I'm so tired, I'm losing my sight. I don't know if I can find my way home. Troubles holding me back. All of this pain is holding me down. With all these hard days, I could lose track. But with your sweet love, my strength is found. That's what you do for me, babe. I found my inspiration. Found my strength to make it through another day. I found my dreams recreation. Here in your sweet tenderness. Sometimes I feel so lost in this world. Such a struggle to try to get by.
mine. I need a friend in such a cold world. I need a little help just to try to keep my life from slipping away. To hang on for one more day. At the end of each day, I hope I will be here in the arms of your love, where my dreams remain. 'Cause that's what you give to me, babe. My inspiration, find my strength to make it through another day. I find my dreams a recreation, here in your sweet tenderness. I said, here in your sweet tenderness.
Live on Blue Power is Teresa Russell. Absolutely phenomenal. That sounds like a hit to me.
Thank you.
It really does. You didn't do it acoustic, single vocal on your CD, did you?
No, but might be nice to.
I'm telling you, that's. I'm glad to have that.
I'm proud to have an alternate version of that. Yeah, well, it'll be done by Coco Billy and me and my co-songwriter. Was Billy Breland on that song.
Excellent. So. Marvelous song.
Thank you.
Very, very tasty. When is the new CD going to be done?
Well, let's see. I'm recording the Cajun Zydeco right now. So we plan to go into the studio probably in September, October with Coco Billy. And, pretty much lay down the tracks there and then finish it up on the Mac G4 and Pro Tools and do all that fun stuff. So I'm hoping it'll be out in November.
Excellent.
December, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's marvelous. That's a wonderful tune. If all the tunes are like that, girl, there won't be no stopping you.
Thank you. Yeah, they're fun to play.
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful.
Glad you like it.
Let's, I tell you what, Let's play one from the live CD here.
Okay.
What do you suggest we play? What would you like us to play?
Well, a lot of folks like Still Got the Blues. It's kind of like one of the most requested songs for that CD.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we do that?
Okay.
We'll put that on right now and listen to it.
Great.